It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Maybe your light bulb could be helping you out a little more than it does. Harold Haas of the University of Edinburgh has been researching visible light communication, also known as Li-Fi, for many years. It's a technology, he says, could really help us out, and it's based on an idea that goes back to Alexander Graham Bell.
He's known for the invention of the telephone, but only a few people know that his first invention was the so-called photophone, where he used the sun and some mirrors to transmit wireless speech signals over long distance.
Why didn't it ever catch on?
Because they didn't have the modern solid-state lighting devices, these high-brightness LEDs at this point.
But now we do, and that's where it gets exciting.
If we go and replace all the incandescent light bulbs with LED light bulbs, first of all, we will see a lot of reduced cost bills because the energy consumption goes down because these LED light bulbs are very energy efficient. But we could also have then in our rooms not only illumination, we have at the same time data transmission or data connection.
So the light bulbs that are lighting up our house are also being able to be data conductors for
yes.
the computer systems yes. in our house.
Yes, so exactly. So if you have light, you get data for free because this has this dual functionality then now, illumination plus data transmission. The natural argument is saying, okay, I can only have then data when I have to illuminate the room and I would waste otherwise energy. Yeah, that's true, but we can dim down the light to a level that it appears to be off while we still are able to transmit data. So we have it in our homes. We have it in our public places. A street lamp, for example, could be what we call a Li-Fi transmitter providing free access on the streets. We could also have it as an interconnect between our smartphones where we use the flashlight, which is an LED light, to transmit data from one iPhone to the other one.
We're doing a lot more online than we ever have before, watching movies, visiting websites, using lots of data. Haas says that the current system isn't going to be enough.
The demand is soon outstripping the supply, if you want. We'll see in the near future that we are running out of spectrum, radio frequency spectrum, and it would be very good at that point when people realize that there's an alternative technology around, a complementary technology around that could help alleviate some of these spectrum issue problems.
Harold Haas of the University of Edinburgh. Got a tech problem? Let our help desk answer it on the radio. Call 800-388-4487 or visit marketplacetech.org. Summer is outdoor concert season. YouTube has announced it will stream both the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago and the Austin City Limits Festival in Austin. Producer Larissa Anderson will present the pros of watching a big concert on YouTube. I'll do the cons.
All right, well, first pro, it's free.
Con, you're watching a concert on your computer.
Well, right, but there's no traffic. You don't have to hassle with parking.
If you're standing in front of your computer going, woo, you look like an idiot.
If there's a tornado warning, you just hunker down in your basement instead of like huddle with all of the concert goers.
And that one shirtless guy who's drunk and keeps breathing on you.
I hate that guy who breathes on me.
Yeah, he probably won't show up at your house. Okay, you win. Better on the computer. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.